morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. Joined this morning by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking some Packers football. We're getting ready for a game this upcoming weekend against the defending Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens. That game on Sunday. Today's Friday, but we're going to get you prepared, give you our Ravens primer for today. I think a lot of attention all week long has been on how are the Packers going to replace Clay Matthews. That's been, you know, kind of the center of attention this week, and deservedly so. Clay Matthews going to miss approximately a month. We're still kind of waiting on to find out, is it going to be 4 games? Is it going to be 5 games? Could it even possibly be just 3? Well, we still have time to figure that out. We know he's going to miss this weekend's game against the Baltimore Ravens. So the Packers going to rely a lot on Mike Neal and Nick Perry. Of course, both of them coming off perhaps the best games of their respective careers. So that's good news. These guys are trending in the right direction. You just got to hope they can keep it up. And you know, for the Packers, what's really has me excited about this game, perhaps, is that the Ravens' offensive line has not performed all that well this season. You know, they haven't been able to get a run game going at all. You know, you would think with Ray Rice and Bernard Pierce, they would be able to get something going on the ground. They've been pathetic. They look like the Packers of old in the running game. You know, the Packers run game that we've seen for about the past decade. Yeah, that's what the Ravens look like right now. Tides have turned. You know, Ray Rice has looked good to me. I really liked Ray Rice in the past. But all of a sudden this year, injuries have kind of played an issue for him. But I mean, the offensive line hasn't done him any favors. They haven't opened up many holes. And he, you know, averaging like less than 3 yards a carry. I mean, it's been pathetic out there in Baltimore. Those fans, boy, they got to be just irate over what's going on there. But, contributing to the issues on the Ravens offensive line, things have been so bad that they went out and they made a trade last week. I mean, in-season trades are not too common in football. Yeah, they happen every now and again. But the Ravens going out and trading for Eugene Monroe from the Jacksonville Jaguars, former first-round draft choice. That's how desperate things have become. So I think what's, you know, the Packers could do here is take advantage of an not inexperienced, but a guy who's not well-versed in the Ravens offense yet. And I think, you know, Nick Perry can possibly see some success against Eugene Monroe. Just because of that. And who's he replacing? Bryant McKinney? Even he might play? Kind of depending upon how ready Monroe is. So I do think there's chances, there's opportunities, and maybe even if Mike Neal plays on that side. Still kind of unknown here what sides of the football, or you know, left or right, Mike Neal and Nick Perry are going to play. As people saw last week once Clay Matthews went out, Nick Perry kind of played on that right side of the defense quite a bit, and he played well. Whereas he hasn't been doing all that well on the left side, where he spent most of his time. So maybe it's just maybe you're starting to see that, boy, that right side is kind of a good place for Nick Perry. And you know, he spent a lot of time there in college, and I think that's part of the reason that's contributing to his success. You know, when he was at USC, he played a lot on the right side, you know, going against opposing left tackles. So I just think, you know, maybe the Packers can confuse Monroe this weekend. Throw a couple exotic blitzes at him. Not a ton, but a few run some stunts. Heck, bring a corner blitz from that side and just kind of, you know, catch him off guard. Something like that. You know, all it takes is Monroe to screw up once, twice in a critical situation, and that could be, you know, an absolute, you know, blunder for the Ravens. All it takes is once or twice, and that could be the difference in the game. It really could. This is going to be a tough, tough game. Packers 0-2 on the road this season. 2-0 at home at Lambeau Field, but 0-2 on the road. I think the Packers are better than what they've showed this year so far. Kind of an up-and-down team. You know, just like I said, good at home, bad on the road. I think things start to correct themselves. It, you know, obviously this is a good Packers team. Been to the playoffs 4 straight years. You know, it's a good team. I don't know if it's great yet, but I do think the Packers are going to get better as the season goes along, and I think this is where you start to see it. Maybe this is kind of like that Texans game last year. Remember last year, 2012? Packers were just kind of wallowing in mediocrity early in the season. And then all of a sudden, they go to Houston for a primetime game. Now, this game isn't primetime, but last year, they go to Houston for a nationally televised primetime game against J.J. Watt and company, and the Packers dominated them. Dominated them. I think the Packers could do something like that this week. Now, I'm not expecting the Packers to go out and dominate the Ravens. But at some point this season, the Packers are going to put together a good, you know, road performance. I think this one's going to be tough. I just don't know if the Packers are there yet. They've been so inconsistent on both sides of the football so far this season. And I really thought they might take care of business last week against the Ravens. Or the Lions. I was hoping all of a sudden, especially the offense, would break out last week against the Lions. It did. I mean, they got enough to get the job done. But, you know, it hasn't been the Aaron Rodgers aerial attack like we've seen in the past. You know, they're struggling on third downs. They're struggling in the red zone. The ground game's doing good, but the passing game has just had incompletions at the worst possible moments, you know? And so I think the Packers are still figuring things out. You know, they're without Greg Jennings. They're without Donald Driver. You know, they're trying to figure things out. They're without Brian Bulaga. You know, still working out the kinks. They're, you know, Josh Sitton and TJ Lang made those switches. You know, they're feeling their way through things right now. But I think, you know, maybe you start seeing it click this weekend against the Ravens. And no doubt about it, the Ravens defense is a good defense. I think one of the key matchups this weekend will be to see rookie left tackle David Bakhtiari go up against Ravens outside linebacker Terrell Suggs. I mean, Suggs, one of the best in the game, right? What does he have so far this season? Like 7 sacks? I mean, he is good stuff. And David Bakhtiari has had one of those seasons where he's a rookie, he's a fourth-round draft choice, a mid-round draft choice, especially considering where he was drafted. You're just like, you know, he's having a promising rookie year. But he's still been prone to the rookie mistakes. He's been the most inconsistent of all the Packers rookies. He's been the most inconsistent of all the Packers linemen. Offensive linemen. And it's because he's a rookie, you know, really. I mean, he's the youngest guy on the team. He's the most inexperienced. You know, he didn't go into the year as the starter. It kind of happened in the midst of training camp after Brian Bulaga went down. So he's figuring things out as well. And you know what? He's doing good, but man, I mean, how many tough opponents is he going to get early in the season? I mean, it's just week after week he's going against some of the best in the game. I don't know. I suppose last week you can kind of consider Ezekiel Ansah and maybe kind of the same boat, a rookie who's kind of figuring things out, and maybe he got a little bit of a rest there, although Ansah beat him for a sack. Although you can argue that Aaron Rodgers held on to the ball too long. But anyway, it's a matchup to watch. And you know, David Bakhtiari, can he give up one sack and the Packers do okay? Yeah, but I mean, if you're starting to give up multiple sacks to one guy, though, to Terrell Suggs, then all of a sudden you got to be worried. Because Terrell Suggs isn't the entire defense over there. If he's getting two sacks, who else is getting one? You know, so David Bakhtiari, he's really going to have to take a step in his progression. And yeah, the Packers probably have to give him some help here and there. Whether it be, you know, help from Josh Sitton, whether it be help from a tight end, whether it's, you know, chipping by the running backs, you know, being kept in there on offense to protect Aaron Rodgers, that's going to be tough. Yeah, I see Kevin Lamb on the live blog throwing out some stats. Suggs has 70 sacks or forced fumbles on a quarterback in 80 home games. Wow. That's scary. That's scary stuff. Yeah, they're going to have to keep Aaron Rodgers clean. And it's going to be a lot of that's going to fall on the shoulders of David Bakhtiari. No doubt about it. The rookie is going to have to not play like a rookie. He's going to have to play like a seasoned veteran against Terrell Suggs. Hold his own. The good thing is David Bakhtiari is a fighter. He's not going to back down. When he gets beat, he's shown to have a short memory. You know, he bounces back. Doesn't let himself get in a rut. Which is good. Those are all really good signs for a young guy. So there's hope there. There's hope. Although that's, you know, one of the biggest things that concerns me about this particular game, this particular matchup. You know, if we flip things around, I think when the Packers are on defense and the Ravens are on offense, the thing to watch about this week is the matchup between Ravens wide receiver Torrey Smith and Packers cornerback Sam Shields. That's a matchup to watch right there. That's a matchup to watch. I mean, first of all, these guys are speed demons. Among the fastest players in the league. Could be among the fastest players on each team. Although the Ravens do have some pretty good speed elsewhere on their team as well. You know, and they're young ascending players. They're kind of guys who are hitting the prime of their careers. They're not rookies anymore. They're kind of, what are they each like, you know, entering the fourth year of their NFL careers? I don't know off the top of my head, but I mean, you know, they've been around the block. You know, Torrey Smith has won a Super Bowl championship with the Ravens. Sam Shields has won a Super Bowl championship with the Packers. So they both know what's going on. But Torrey Smith, he's a speed demon. He's a deep threat. And that's what the Ravens do. They throw the ball deep, chuck it deep with Joe Flacco. Flacco's got a cannon. You know, there's a lot of criticisms of Joe Flacco out there. You know, especially was he worthy of getting that big contract he got in the offseason. But the dude has an arm. And you know, when their running game is clicking, you know, what works so well for them is going play action when teams have to respect their run. And then all of a sudden he chucks it deep to Torrey Smith and it's, you know, a long time touchdown. But, I mean, the matchup against Sam Shields this week will be definitely interesting. Sam Shields last week was supposed to go up against Calvin Johnson. Didn't end up getting that matchup as Johnson ended up being inactive. But this will be an important one, too. Different types of wide receivers, no doubt about it. Torrey Smith doesn't have the height, the muscle of Calvin Johnson. So definitely a different type of matchup there. But that's good for Sam Shields. He's got to show he can go up against different types of wide receivers and succeed. You know, he's got to show he can go up against the speedsters versus going against the muscle kind of guys like Johnson. Not that Johnson doesn't have speed. But this is definitely a matchup to watch, and we'll see how Sam Shields does. I think he's done a good job against guys like that in the past. You know, the thing is Sam Shields can't get caught on a play action or just a pump fake. I think sometimes you see that in the past. That just caused that moment of hesitation. And while Sam Shields has good makeup speed, I mean, when it comes against a guy like Torrey Smith, he still might be that step. You know, all it takes is that one moment of hesitation and you're still behind. You're stride for stride, but if you lost that one stride on the hesitation, you're not gonna make it up against Torrey Smith. You know what I mean? So he can't, you know, he can't buy into the fakes. He can't buy into the play action fake. He can't buy into the pump fake. He's just got to trust himself and trust what they've seen on film and the knowledge, and can't bite on the double moves, and he's got to hang back. I mean, I would rather see, you know, Torrey Smith catch a ball for 10, 15 yards than give up the 40-yarder and a touchdown. And hopefully that doesn't happen too many times. But if it happens once or twice, well, you live with it, you move on. And certainly, I mean, if the Ravens' run game is clicking, it makes them much easier to do things like that. Go play action. And it'll be up to the Packers' defense to kind of continue their solid run D this year. And you would think that's going to continue. We've been all talking all week, how are the Packers going to replace Clay Matthews? And a lot has been about the Packers' outside linebackers. You know, Mike Neal and Nick Perry. Well, you know, there's another linebacker on the team who's going to get a lot of playing time for the first regular season game of his career. And that's Jamari Lattimore. You know, Packers now have lost two inside linebackers for this game. Rob Francois is done for the year. Brad Jones is out for this game with a hamstring injury. So Jamari Lattimore, this is going to be the first start of his career. Going to line up next to A.J. Hawk, and it's good that he's got a nice veteran guy he can rely on and can talk to there. But there's going to be a lot on Jamari Lattimore's plate. And you know what? I remember the Packers' last preseason game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Because it was the last preseason game, they didn't play their starters a lot, and the backups got a lot of playing time, and Jamari Lattimore was in there. And Jamari Lattimore had a really good game. You happen to have the NFL's game rewind package. Heck, go back to that game. Go back to the Packers' final preseason game back in August against the Chiefs. Go watch Jamari Lattimore. Really good job. Best job he's ever done in Packers uniform. And he's going to get a lot of time subbing in for Brad Jones. And like I said, have a lot on his plate. He's going to have to try to stuff that Ravens run game, not letting it get going. So the Packers aren't going to bite on that play action later in the game then. You know, he's going to have to stuff Ray Rice and Bernard Pierce a little bit. And we'll see how he does in coverage. Lot there for Jamari Lattimore. Packers a little bit low on their depth. You know, he goes out, Sam Barrington's the only reserve at inside linebacker with Jones out this week. Ruled out already. The one thing we're watching for today, it's Friday, last day of practice, last day of on-field preparations this week. And what we'll be watching for today at practice is the status of cornerback Casey Hayward. Of course, you know the story. He has a hamstring injury dating back to training camp. hasn't played yet this year in the regular season. Actually played one game in the preseason, week three against the Seahawks, aggravated the hamstring, and has been out ever since. So that hasn't been a good thing for Casey Hayward. But the good news is he practiced yesterday in pads, and he has not been ruled out yet this week. You know, every week this so far, even before practice, even, you know, for first week day of practice of the week, Casey Hayward out, Casey Hayward out, Casey Hayward out. Well, this week they haven't ruled him out yet. There's actually hope that Casey Hayward might play, and the Packers will get their slot defender back this weekend against the Baltimore Ravens. And they could really use that. I mean, the more healthy bodies, the better, obviously. But yeah, so he's kind of the one guy you're kind of waiting, you know, that's been dealing with injury issues since the beginning of the year. Kind of been waiting on Casey Hayward, waiting and waiting. And it's finally looks like it's about time. I'm not sure it happens this week. Packers might err on the side of caution for one more week. I think you'll see him back next week. But hey, we're leaving the door open at least. I can't look into the crystal ball and read the future. I mean, you know, a lot might be said if he practices today. How does he respond to yesterday's padded practice? That could be a key for him. Kind of waiting on two more guys as well. Jared Bush hasn't practiced yet this week. Outside linebacker Andy Malumba hasn't practiced this week. Kind of waiting to see what their status is as well. Packers released their injury report after practice today. You know, coming somewhere around the noon hour. I don't know exactly, like 12:30 p.m. maybe. You know, players are classified at that point as being probable, questionable, doubtful, or out. Kind of waiting to see Casey Hayward and company, what they'll be classified as. I think you're going to see Casey Hayward classified as questionable, kind of keep it up in the air. But we'll see. We'll see. You know, Andy Malumba, he's a guy who started to see some time on defense this year a little bit here and there. He got some playing time last week against the Ravens when Clay Matthews went out. Although the bulk of the playing time has gone to Mike Neal and Nick Perry. Andy Malumba has played here and there. He's got a cup of coffee. You know, if he was healthy, you know, he would be part of that group trying to make up for the absence of Clay Matthews. Be interesting to see what he could do, but he's got to be healthy first. He's got to show he can practice today. If he's going to play, you know, Sunday, got to show he can practice today. Otherwise, the Packers probably going to go with Nate Palmer at that position, at the outside linebacker position. Another rookie, not quite, you know, I think they feel a little bit better about Andy Malumba. He, when healthy, he's been good. But, yeah, so that's kind of what to watch for on a Friday at Packers practice. But, it, you know, as far as predictions go, and I gave my official prediction on K107 this morning when I was on air there, but I'll share it here as well. I think the Packers are better than what they've shown this year, and you start to see it this week. I think you start to see things clicking. It's not going to come easy against that Ravens defense, but I think you see Aaron Rodgers kind of hit some, maybe some of those passes you haven't seen him complete so far this year. As you know, he gets all the guys involved, Cobb, Jones, Nelson, Finley, kind of spreading that ball around between those guys. And I think the Packers get their first road win of the year. I mean, it's tough. I'd much easier predict a win against a team like maybe going into Detroit and getting a victory. But, you know, I still think the Packers can win, even though you're going to the home of the defending Super Bowl champion. And I'm calling for somewhere in the realm of 28-24. Once again, I think the Packers have a tough opponent that's going to play them tough all the way. But I see the Packers coming away with a win. 28-24 we're going this week. So Packers win. For you know, you better listen to me. I've predicted all four Packers games correctly so far this year. I am 4-0 on predictions this year. Undefeated on predictions. People don't like to hear that the Packers are going to lose, but I predicted them to get a loss at San Francisco. I predicted them to lose at Cincinnati. And you know what? I you know, no more. No more road losses. Packers getting a road win this week. Packers getting a road win this week. I'm calling for it. So, hey, times are changing here. Trends are changing. But hopefully that's the way things play out this weekend as Packer fans getting ready for a game this upcoming Sunday this weekend. Have a good weekend, folks. It's now 9 o'clock. On behalf of Jamie Snowden, I'm Brian Carew. We're taking off. But hey, stay tuned to CheeseheadTV.com for all your news needs all weekend long after the show and going forward. We're here on air. We're here on air for all every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8:30 a.m. Central Time. So make sure to check back in. I leave you today with a song called "Nothing Too Fancy" by Humphreys McGee on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack, go.